All right. Thank you so much, Reagan. And now it's my pleasure to announce that we're going to have a new friend, hopefully a friend that I'm going to be able to do a lot of things with in the future. And somebody who we hope will become a regular guest on the show, providing good, solid insights to different business issues as they evolve. We're on with Alan Garfinkel. Alan is a nationally renowned attorney specializing in insurance recovery. For more than 30 years, Alan and his law firms have handled thousands of disaster claims and recovered over $500 million. He served as the insurance recovery expert on NBC, for the St. Pete Times, Telemundo, all kinds of different people. The best part is he grew up here in South Florida, and we have a lot of great things in common. Alan was named Super Lawyer, one of America's best lawyers, and Florida's legal elite, and all kinds of other great things. Alan, your head should be pretty full right now. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. I really appreciate having an opportunity to talk to your listeners. Boy, what a really impressive panel of guests that you had on today. I was learning a lot and very, very much appreciated their insight.
It's my absolute pleasure, Alan. You're batting cleanup today for a reason. A lot of people have been asking me questions about, hey, my business is having a problem. I own a bunch of hotels. I own a restaurant. How do I get coverage for this? My insurance policy does cover this. My insurance policy doesn't cover this. Is this an act of God? Is this something I should be doing now? Should I be dealing with my insurance? What do you tell people that are just losing their mind as their business basically melts in front of them?
Well, obviously, this pandemic that's going on right now around the world, Jim, is frightening and terrible. However, there are methodologies of relief, some of which were shared by your esteemed panel today, but also there are certain opportunities where there may in fact be insurance coverage for many of the businesses and condominium associations and so forth that are going to suffer damage.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm going to go on mute because they're doing a fire test in my apartment right now. So, Alan, what is something else that people need to be focused on right now?
Okay, well, number one, there's a myth that there's an absolute exclusion for insurance companies that would leave businesses and people without coverage. And the fact is that that's just simply not true. It is very, very much insurance policy dependent upon, you know, what policy you actually have and whether or not there are specific exclusions that you agreed to that possibly would be excluded as a result of the virus or the bacterium or other microorganisms exclusions. However, even those can possibly be dealt with. The bottom line is that, you know, your listeners' businesses are being affected, some of which will suffer terrible economic harm. And the fact is that those folks may actually be covered and they don't know it, A, or B, they've been specifically advised that there is in fact no coverage or their coverage is excluded. And the bottom line to all of this is that whenever it comes to when someone tells you no about money that you may be entitled to, get a free second opinion, Jim. I mean, I think that's the bottom line message that I'm going to say at the beginning, middle, and end on this thing if there is a possibility, don't take, you know, your insurance company's word or your insurance agent's word that, you know, that you're excluded. The fact is that there may in fact be significant insurance coverage that can protect your business or can protect the membership of condominium and townhome associations that are, you know, absolutely dependent and reliant upon, you know, those type of dollars.
Now, I know you do a lot of work with the condominium associations that you started, the Condominium Association. But what other groups are there? There's grocery stores. I was talking to some folks that own a bunch of public centers earlier. We had the farmers on earlier. You know, we have a real special interest in and agriculture here on the show. There's people that are throwing special events. There's the hotels. There's supply chain, people that are dependent on supply chain. Do these people have claims?
Yeah, that's a really, really great point. And Jim, good for you. You hit it really right on the spot. The fact is that there are certain type of businesses that will certainly have a greater probability of having coverage or should have having coverage that would protect their businesses. Certainly, your guest that start off at the beginning of the show that works with all these farmers. There are specific farmers policies that absolutely should provide coverage. For the business downturn as a result of this horrendous pandemic. As you also pointed out, grocery stores are another, likely business to have this sort of coverage. Also, hospitality industry people, folks that sponsor, weddings and sporting events and their vendors, that supply those companies, many times are also, have those sorts of coverage. So, but the bottom line, Jim, is that, before anybody tells you no, again, get a outside professional opinion. And the fact is, Jim, if anybody is charging, that is any lawyer is charging you for that, review of your insurance policy, the fact is that under this type of law, the fact is that many lawyers should be offering this type of service absolutely for free, Jim. Particularly in this time, during this pandemic, there should be no reason why lawyers should be charging potential clients to review the policy or any exclusions to help people during this time.
Would you provide a free policy review for like guys that own hotel portfolios or like the Publix, or I have friends that have events companies for sure.
Yeah, the answer is absolutely, Jim. And again, it doesn't have to be, me or the lawyers that I worked in my firm for many years. The fact is that, the answer is number one, yes, of course we would. But number two is that, if the business owner has a specific relationship with their existing lawyer and they have experience with insurance recovery claims, there is no reason why that lawyer should be charging them for a review on their policy. None. But number one is don't just accept your insurance broker. Or if you call up your insurance company and they say, no, I'm sorry, you're excluded. Too bad, so sad. No, that's a time to get a second or third opinion, Jim. But yes, so, the answer to your question is we'd be thrilled to review and help out anybody that we could.
So it sounds to me then what you're saying is that it's a little early to know the extent of somebody's claim, but there could be a claim. Most people are calling their insurance company or their insurance broker and telling them and hearing they're not covered, which would be, I'd have a card next to my phone if I was them and say, this event isn't covered to everybody that calls. And then you say that may or may not be the case because these types of policies, which are really business agreements and legal contracts, are nuanced. And that if they're nuanced, there's ways to read between the lines to help people.
Absolutely. Okay. You're right on, Jim. Clearly one of the things that the lawyer would have to show is that, the damage that's claimed is a direct, physical connection to the coronavirus, or obviously there has to be, on the one side, we have to prove specific cause and effect. But I think that, we'll be able to do that. So number one is reviewing the policy. Number two is we have to, which would also include any exclusions. And then the third would be, actually proving, the loss of business, loss of income, and other types of coverages that might be nuanced, as you say, in the policies.
Hold on a second. I'm going to ask you, we're going to take a quick break. Can you stick with us and do one more segment? Because people tune in and out, and I want to make sure they hear this. And I got to tell you, Alan, we're not going to finish all this today. You got to come back again and talk more about this.
It'd be my pleasure, Jim.
All right. Well, Reagan, take it away. Come back as fast as you can, because I want everybody to hear what Alan has to say. It's very important, because our real basic goal here is to help others and make it all about other people. And this really helps with a lot of the people that I've been talking to. Reagan, it's all yours, but bring us back fast. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, the 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to be certain you love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business. And on Instagram at Jim Freed 1. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, I just got to say it. These are rough times for everybody, but this radio show podcasting is a blessed respite for me. It gives me a chance to reach out to the people that I know and provide them with different things I think that'll help them that I run across. And I want to definitely thank Lisa Paley for sending us the folks with the organic farm here in South Florida. If you're not from South Florida, I guarantee you there's a group in your neighborhood that puts together the farmers markets. Find them. Help the farmers out right now. Number two, we had building your brand and building your message here and making sure you're consistent with Andreas and Becca. We'll amplify on that next week. But we've got the man here, Alan Garfinkel. He's telling us, you know, a lot of my friends are losing business. They're putting it on interruption. They go, can I sue somebody? Can I get my insurance company to pay? Every insurance broker's paid, not to tell you it's not covered. Alan's going to give us the clues on what to do moving forward. Alan, welcome back to the show, Alan Garfinkel. Alan is a big-time attorney. He's ranked everywhere in the top, and he solves problems for everybody. He's got a great resume, which we're going to post. But, Alan, let's roll. What do people really need to know right now?
So it's not just about business interruption coverage. You know, the first thing, as you pointed out, Jim, is that people are thinking that it's a policy. The fact is that it's a contract that's written by insurance companies and not the most easy to understand way. But fortunately, there are also some coverages that would lean in the favor of your listeners, Jim. The fact is that there might be also civil authority coverage, which provides additional coverage. For example, if the city of Miami or shut certain businesses down. And
it's
a business. I know. And so what I'm saying is that, I'm sorry. Yes, absolutely. There may be claims, but just because there's claims though, Jim, doesn't mean that the person actually has the coverage. Number one. Number two is that just because the insurance company says that there's no coverage doesn't mean that the business can't recover damages. So the point is that really during this time, when the business owner, the hotel owner, the grocery store, the restaurant, the condominium association really ought to be speaking to an insurance law expert that can review the individual contract that was written by the insurance company. And because it was written by the insurance company, Jim, if there's an ambiguity, Jim, under the law, it's construed against the insurance company. So again, this is not going to be a quick fix, but the fact is that there may be a significant and sizable bucket of dollars that the businesses or condominium associations have invested in insurance policy that may ultimately pay out.
Wow. You know, I don't think that anybody can really, like you said, rely on this as a quick fix, you know, but another colloquialism is that they shouldn't take no for an answer either, especially if they're a big organization or even a smaller organization with a big exposure. Alan, what are the most important things people need to be keeping track of right now so that you can be best able to help them when they're ready?
All right. So the first thing I think that folks need to do, you know, obviously after making sure that they're taking care of themselves and their family and their clients and customers and so forth regarding the first is health and safety. But the next is that start, you know, number one, documenting their losses. And that's something their accountant or a forensic accounting team can help put together. But the first thing that they need to do, Jim, I think, is to get a hold of their policy, their business policy, okay? Or business policies. Many of them, look, it's so confusing, you know, the owner or the board, condominium board or the developer or the shopping center owner will meet with their insurance agent, maybe even not once a year, and then they'll just sign away and look for the cheapest coverage. The fact is that they may have coverage. They may have coverage. They may have some exclusions, but it might not exclude all their claims. So the first thing that I think that would, the very first thing I think, Jim, is that your listeners really ought to get a hold of their insurance policy, which is actually a contract. It's a binding contract. You pay the insurance company money for a potential loss. And guess what? You know, people all think, oh my goodness, it's an act of God. And so therefore it won't be covered. Well, you know, hurricanes are act of gods. Earthquakes are act of gods. Tornadoes are act of gods. And, you know, pandemics might be act of gods, but that doesn't mean that the pandemic coverage is automatically excluded.
You know, you mentioned something earlier that I want to go back to, and you talked about somebody needs to go to their forensic accountants. You know, you work with a lot of experts, and some of these situations require incredible outlays of cash to get to the end. You know, how do you work with people to help them when they're faced with an incredible cost of recovery?
So for 30 years, what our firm does, Jim, on these type of claims is obviously we look at the policy, we look at the exclusions, we look at the case. We see if there's a direct injury or damage that is covered under the policy. And if it's covered under the policy, Jim, what our firm does is we advance all those costs. We pay for we upfront those costs of our attorney's fees and forensic accounting fees or other experts. For example, if there's if a property devaluates or diminishes in value because the business can't afford necessarily to, you know, maintain the property, and so any experts that have to be hired, all those costs, all the attorney's fees, all the costs, our law firm advances all those costs. And in the event that we're not successful, and we've been doing this for a long, long time, and not every case is perfect, we can't guarantee recovery, but we can guarantee is that if we don't win all the costs of our attorney's fees time and the advancements that we make on their behalf with experts and forensic accountants and construction experts and so forth, what we can promise is that they'll never receive a bill from us if we don't win. And if we do win, Jim, because this is a claim against your own insurance policy. Because it's a very unusual circumstance, Jim. And that is that I don't know if you or your listeners know, but you know, the legislators in their infinite wisdom and their cooperation with the giant insurance company industry, you know, you can't mention the word insurance or insurance, you know, company in a trial or in pleadings to the court. And if you do, it's an automatic mistrial. And there's one exception to that. And that is that if you're making a claim against your own insurance company, because the insurance company has a responsibility to do right by you. And so one of the reasons why we're able to advance those costs and advance our fees is because if we recover a dollar, it's called fee shifting and cost shifting. And then ultimately, if we're successful, if we win, it really becomes the insurance company's responsibility to pay for your client's costs and attorney's fees. Now, are all of them covered? Are all the costs, you know, covered? That's up to the court. But the fact is that the law provides for fee and cost shifting as a result of you having to bring a claim. In other words, you having to hire a lawyer to do what the insurance company should have done all along. And so, to answer your question is that the cost of these experts, we totally pay for. And we only get reimbursement from the insurance company or as part of the claim recovery. The client never receives a bill from us ever.
Wow. So you're telling me that you're going to invest your money to help me get my money, and it's not going to cost me money no matter what.
Well, what I will tell you, is that we do not send our clients a bill under any circumstance unless we win. Wow. We advance and have advanced tens of millions of dollars on our attorney fees time. We pay for it. We've been doing this for a long time. And so the answer to your question is that we carefully review the policy, we make a determination based upon, my 30 years in this business. And, we rely and partner with other, giant national law firms and others that we partner up, and we take on the insurance companies together. And so we pool our dollars like the insurance companies pool their dollars, because the insurance companies know that most businesses and most policyholders and most churches and most people just can't take on the insurance companies. And so what we do is we try to make it, make it a fair fight. And so what I've done for years now is I partner and I work with other law firms and my law firm, and we work with people. There's people in my firm that have been with me for over 20 years, and we work together and we work hard on behalf of business owners and policy owners to try to make it a fair fight. Bottom line is the clients never receive a bill from our office for the work that we perform.
Well, Alan, that's going to be the last word, perhaps most important word, but I got to have you back. There's much more we got to talk about here. Will you promise to come back again soon?
Jim, it would be my pleasure. And again, please, my heart's out to the, families that are the families and the businesses that are really suffering right now. And not only that, Jim, we're making efforts with multiple states throughout the country and the federal government. There are all of our hearts have to go out, Jim, to the first responders, the medical doctors, the medical staff, the law enforcement, the folks that are on the front lines that are trying to keep people safe and make people better. And those folks are really, really in jeopardy. So we're going to do our best as a collective, but hearts out to everybody there, Jim, and together, Jim, and I know that you'll be in a position to be able to help a lot of people, and we'll be in a position to help a lot of people, but folks have to ask, and folks just can't just say no. Get a second or third opinion when it comes to if you believe that you might even possibly be entitled to some money or some coverage, whether it be some governmental assistance or insurance company assistance. That's what we pay our taxes for, and that's what we pay our insurance premiums for. So get assistance and get covered, and hope everybody can, stay safe and be smart during this time.
Thank you so much, Alan. I want to give a shout out to our first responders. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, Creco AI, Carson International, Turkel Brands, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I want to thank you, my listener. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from and what you want to hear about. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, we're everywhere. The website, my gosh, it's in the thousands and it goes up all the time. I'm very impressed. Thank you so much. If you missed today's show, Reagan will have it up on freedombusiness.com ASAP. This is Jim Freed for Freedom Business. Look for us next week, Wednesday at noon, right here and on Facebook Live. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.